Julian Assange faces 175 years in prison after helping to expose US war crimes on his website WikiLeaks in 2010. Now, more than 10 years later, the US is seeking to extradite him from Belmarsh Prison in London to face espionage charges. This would make Julian the first journalist or publisher to be charged under the US Espionage Act of 1917. His brother, Gabriel Shipton, is a film producer and has debuted Ithaca at the Sydney Film Festival, which explores the personal side of their family and Julian, a man whose story has become so public. Gabriel joins me now. Gabriel, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, Willie. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's wonderful. Look, Julian's story has been at the centre of public opinion and judgment for more than a decade. And as you say in Ithaca, he's been labelled everything from a journalist to a terrorist. How important was it to share the personal sides of his story?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have this sort of opportunity as Julian's family members to tell a different side to this story, how it affects us and our lives. And how we know Julian. So I think it's so important to get something, you know, to get a different side of the story out there. You know, how we know about Julian is through media headlines, through how the media has framed him and WikiLeaks. So, you know, I think to get a different message out to people and really help people see a different side is very important to humanize Julian, to make him, you know, because he's just a man or a human like all of us. He's a brother to me. He's a father, son, and that's how we know him. So, we're just trying to get that message and that out to people.
You do that really beautifully in the film in terms of humanizing him. We watched it last night here, my producer and I, Gabriel, and you're right. Like, Julian is someone's fiance and he's the father to two young children. And he's also, you know, he's hearing your father speak about him and, you know, the one message that your father just kind of kept reiterating throughout the film was, you know, he's my son. Like, I'm taking these steps for my son. You kind of got the sense that your dad wasn't necessarily super keen on everything he was having to do, but he was like, I have no choice to do this. He is my son. So you have absolutely done a beautiful job of humanizing him. The US extradition case and appeal have largely focused on Julian's mental health. What aspects of his current situation are affecting him the most at the moment?
Well, so in 2019, the UN found that Julian, was being psychologically tortured. So this is ongoing. This is something that's happening to him that has been ongoing for, over the past 11 years since his liberty was first taken from him. He's been under house arrest and then he was in the Ecuadorian embassy for 7 years, and now he's been in Belmarsh prison coming up on 3 years. So this all takes its toll on Julian. He's very strong, and he's very, he's the most principled man I know. But, you know, this constant oppression and, smears in the media and all these sort of things, attacks on his character, they all take their toll and they're wearing him down. I went to see him in the prison. I remember he was in 2019 and I left the prison that day thinking, I'd never seen him like that before. And I left the prison that day thinking, I might not ever see him again. So I think that's what we sort of live with, the constant fear that, that we might lose Julian in this never ending legal process.
What has kept you guys going? Your family has really gotten on board to fight this case. I mean, your father, John, Stella, who is Julian's fiance, it has really been a global concerted effort. I mean, how have you kind of kept going and what's kept you going?
Yeah, I think this is the you know, one of the subjects of the film, and you know, the director Ben Lawrence and our editor Karen Johnson have really sort of brought that together. You know, what keeps John going? You know, what, how do people, you know, when people are doing activism against these huge powers, what keeps them going? And I think, you know, for us, it's this sort of global support network, right? There's activists all over the world who support Julian's cause, and the sort of, as long as you're putting energy in and you're getting something back from people, and you know, you're doing more media and Julian's story's getting out there, then that sort of gives you energy to do the next thing. And that's really part of the story in the movie, you know, how do people keep going, and how do we sort of, you know, keep going in the face of this giant adversary.
Julian's story is really the tip of the iceberg here, especially in Australia. And we've seen the homes of ABC journalists raided, and most recently a YouTube producer arrested by a terrorism unit. If Julian evades the charges against him or wins his case, what kind of precedent would this set for media control in the US? And could that spark legislation changes in Australia, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, potentially. I think, you know, if Julian's case is dropped, that will be a message that will be heard all around the world, not just in Australia, but, you know, in places like Saudi Arabia, China, Azerbaijan. There's, you know, the foreign affairs spokesperson often brings up Julian's case when China's, you know, when the US, you know, tells China, you know, you have to have a free media, they say, well, look what you're doing to Julian Assange. So I think the message will be heard loud and clear around the world that, you know, press freedom is important if the world's, you know, most powerful country drops the charges against Julian.
Can you explain the symbolism behind the title Ithaca for us, and what you want audiences to take away from the film?
I think the symbolism is there's a poem by a poet called Cavafy, and it talks about, you know, and it's called Ithaca, and it talks about, you know, it's about, you know, the journey and not the destination, I think. And that's the sort of, John often listens to that when all things seem a bit too hard, or when things aren't going John's way, he'll play that great YouTube, I think there's a YouTube reading of the poem by Sean Connery. So he plays that poem to sort of re-energize him a bit. I think, you know, for me, the biggest takeaway from the film that I would like people to take away is that, you know, the power to make a difference and the power to make a change in our society and in our democracies is with us. You know, we have the power. We delegate to our elected officials, but, you know, ultimately, you know, we have the power. And there's this great Alice Walker quote. She says, the easiest people to take power from are those who believe they don't have any. I hope people feel that after watching the film that they have the power to act on, you know, whether it's for press freedom or for, you know, anti-war or anything, that they have the power to make a difference.
Gabriel Shipton, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER this morning. It's a very moving film. Congratulations on getting it out there. All the best with it moving forward.
Great. Thank you.